This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Attention is already turning to a Senate impeachment trial, even though Republicans are expected to acquit President Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial seeking testimony from new witnesses, including acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate, as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm as protests escalated against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by his political party. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries that the new law would allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. The new law will fast-track Indian citizenship for religious minorities, such as the Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians, who face religious persecution in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Pakistan, but exclude Muslims. And the U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to hear a case that would allow cities to make it a crime to sleep on the streets. The appeals court said as long as there is no option of sleeping indoors, the government cannot criminalize indigent homeless people for sleeping outdoors on public property on the false pretense they had a choice in the matter. Details on more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Scores of companies and foundations are joining forces to help millions of refugees prepare for a better life. Eustace Schlein reports for VOA from the World Refugee Summit.
More than 100 companies and foundations are committing their time, money, and business acumen to help many of the world's 25 million refugees find jobs, get an education, and become contributing members of their countries of exile. Representatives of these organizations are among more than 2,000 representatives from all sectors of society attending the first ever Global Refugee Forum. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 30 organizations, including multinationals and small and medium-sized enterprises, have pledged more than $250 million to help transform the lives of refugees and the communities hosting them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
French unions are planning mass demonstrations Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most Paris metro lines and shut down all but a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train airline service. The strike is a protest of the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and base earnings on the worker's entire career rather than the worker's highest income. A French official said the changes would ensure the pension system is fair for a growing population, but union leaders have flatly rejected that plan. The wife of Zimbabwe's vice president is charged with attempting to kill her husband. A magistrate on Monday ordered Mary Kiwinga, a former model and wife of Vice President Constantino Kiwinga, remain in custody pending a bail hearing. She's accused of trying to deny her husband medical care, insisting he stay at a hospital, or rather a hotel instead of a hospital, when he was flown to South Africa for medical treatment back in July. She's also charged with money laundering and fraud amid reports of troubled marriage. And Amazon is banning sellers from using FedEx for some deliveries. We get more on the story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
It's the latest salvo in an ongoing battle between Amazon and FedEx. Amazon is banning third-party merchants from using FedEx Ground service to deliver orders to Amazon Prime members. Amazon will still allow vendors to ship via the pricier FedEx Express service. The ban was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. With Amazon developing a delivery fleet of its own, FedEx announced earlier this year it would no longer make ground or air deliveries for Amazon. The FedEx ban did not apply to third-party sellers. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Michael Brown, here in Washington, VOA News.